Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur. We saw Ula, who said that when a person makes a taina, and he says that a certain plot of land belongs to my forefathers and not your forefathers, well, he's clearly saying that it belongs to his forefathers. He can't go back and say, no, I didn't really mean it. I really meant that I own it like it belonged to my forefathers. In other words, you can't retract a claim if it contradicts your first claim. That's Ula. So the Ktzos brings the Maharshal and the Yom Shel Shlomo, who comments on the Mordechi. The Mordechi paskins that if the Lova says, I don't know if I paid, and then he says, oh, I remember I did pay, he's Naaman and he's Pater, and so paskins the Ramah. The Maharshal says that it shouldn't help. Why? Because it's a toin v'chozer v'toin. How do you make a claim that contradicts the previous claim? So the makor of the Mordechi is Rav Alphas and Shari Shavuos, and he's l'shitaso, who holds that eni yodeim paraticha, the malva has to swear. Since the malva has to swear, so the eni yodeim paraticha, I don't know if I paid you, is not a hodah, that it's not mechayiv him. It's not a hodah that he didn't pay. It's not mechayiv him to pay. So therefore, there's no problem of chozer v'toin, because he wasn't yet mischayev. Because who says the malva is going to swear? So he's going from p'tur to p'tur. But we pass, so the Rav Alphas is cool. But we paskin the nir dam paraticha, the person's gove, the malva's gove without a shua. He collects without a shua. So therefore, he shouldn't be able to make a new claim, because any dam paraticha means I'm chayev. And then iskarati shaparati means that I'm pater. You can't go from chiyuv to p'tur. So what's going on over here? How can the Rama pask in this way? This is what the Maharshal said. So the Ktzos asked the kasha from our sugya that when he says shalavose v'lo shalavosecha, eino chozer v'toin. L'chora, when he says shalavosev shalav shalavosecha, even though now Edom came along and said that it belongs to the other guy's avos, the Edom are contradicting him, as we see in the sugya. Nevertheless, it's no less than a chazaka sheni mataina. When a person has no taina at all that the land belongs to him, like when he says lo amar li adam davar me'olam. So even though it's not a chazaka, but the Torah writes that the ma'arer has to take a shvuah. And the Torah, Bach says that he learned this, the Torah learns this from the Mishnah. So it's a Shavuos HaMishnah. So it turns out the Ma'ar has to take a Shavuah. So according to the Maharshal's Yisod, why does the Ula say, Eino Chozer V'Toin? It shouldn't be a problem. When he says, Shalavosev, Lo Shalavosecha, so the Ma'ar is still going to have to take a Shavuah. So it's not a Taina that obligates him. So why can't he go back afterwards and say, That's not really what I meant. What I meant is that it really belongs to me, but not that it belongs to my avos. Belong to my avos. Since a shavua is required, because it's no less than a chazaka sheni mataina that requires a shavua of the ma'arer, here also the ma'arer is going to have to swear. Since the Ma'ar is going to have to swear, he wasn't yet mischayv in his taina. Because maybe the Ma'ar is not going to swear. So he's not going from chiyuv to p'tur, he's going from p'tur to p'tur. Shalavosev shel shalavosech is a taina's p'tur, and then it really belongs to me as a taina's p'tur. So if the Maharshal is right, that you can go from p'tur to p'tur, so then why do we say in the Gemara, eino chozer v'toin? That's the kasha of the Ktzos. And in the previous year, we saw the teretz of the Ktzos. But now we are going to go on a different derech, that of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbeinu Chaim Shmuel Levi Zatzal. And he says as follows, Be'ikar dina d'toin v'chozer v'toin v'p'tur l'p'tur. This din, that a person can make a second taina, if he's going from p'tur to p'tur, the Ktzos writes, that midivrei haposkim mashma, that from the poskim it's mashma that it's mitam migu. What's the migu? That if he wanted to, he could have stuck with his first taina. And so it's the tour in the name of the Rimigash. So on this, the Ktzos has two kashas. Number one, from what the Maharshal said, that if a person says, Eini yodei paraticha, and then afterwards he says, no, I did pay. First he says, I don't know if I paid. Then he says, I did pay. So that's Chozer v'toin miptur l'ptur, because he wasn't yet mischayv in his first taina, because the Tovea has taken oath, according to Rav Alphas. So, question is, in such a case, there's no migu at all. Because if he sticks with his first taina of Eini yodei paraticha, the Toveya just takes a shvua and gets his money. And now that he says Niskarti Sheparati, the Toveya can't take b'shvua. So that's not a good migu. His first taina was a very shvacha taina. So he didn't have the option of sticking with it, because the Toveya could have just brought Edim that the Toveya could have just taken a Shvua that he wasn't yet paid, and then he gets his money. So he can't believe him with a migu, because he didn't have the option of staying with his first. He didn't have the option of staying with his first claim. Eini yodei paraticha. He had to make that second claim. When does a good migu work? When you make one taina. Could have made another taina, but you make this taina. So we believe you on this taina, since you had a different taina you could have made, a better taina maybe. So why would you make this weaker taina? So it must be you're telling the truth. But here there's no indication he's telling the truth. He had to switch his taina. Why? Because if he sticks with his taina of Eini yodei paraticha, then the malva just takes a shvua and the money's his. So we understand full well why he said, I paid you, because he wanted to keep his money. So that's the kash of the Ktzos. If pshat is that it's a migu, dibrai amad b'tanasa arishona, migu that he could have stuck with his first taina, and he didn't, so we believe him. Now, here he couldn't have stuck with his first taina. So what's the Maharshal talking about when he says that Eini yodei paraticha, and then he says Niskarti Sheparati, it's Toin v'chozim toin v'ptur l'ptur, because he wasn't yet mischayev. So we believe him to make his new taina. We shouldn't, because he has no migu. What do you mean migu ibrai amed b'tam alas arishani? Could have stuck with his first taina. He couldn't have stuck with his first taina, because if he sticks with his first taina, he loses his money. Another kasha the Ktzos is, how come hachozer v'toin miptur l'ptur ne'aman b'tanasu ashniya gam k'shebo oedim achakach v'kishu as tanasu arishona? Why, when a person's toin v'chozer v'toin miptur l'ptur, he's ne'aman in his second taina, even when oedim come afterwards and contradict his first taina? Since his whole ne'aman is mitam migu, the klal is that if oedim come against taina's migu, batel hamigu, like we find. By Moda Bishtar Shekosvo, Betoin Parua, the Kaimalan Dinamon Bemigu de Mizuyev, Bitzarach Lekaima. That let's say the Lov is Moda that he wrote this Shtar. His Moda was a good Shtar, and he says Parua. He's Naman. Why? Bemigu, he could have said that it's Mizuyev. So the Malba has to be Mekaim the Shtar. So we see that if Edim come against Tainus Mizuyev and they're Mekayim the Shtar, he loses his migul. So when Edom come and they're mekayim the shtar, so now he loses his migul when he has to pay the loan. Batal amigo. So that's the klal of migul, that if Edom come against your first, against the taina that you could have made, you lose your migul. So if you say that toin v'chozer v'toin v'ptur l'ptur is mitam migul, because he could have stuck with his first taina, so why should he be naman after the Edom were makrish his first taina? Just like we find Moda Bishtar Shekosvo Betoin Parua. So he's believed the Migu that he could have said Mizuyev, and now when the Malva's Mekayim the Shtar, he loses his Migu and he has to pay. So you see that if Edom come against the Tain of a Migu, Botel HaMigu. So here also, if you say that Chozer V'Toyin Miptur L'Ptur is Mitam Migu, that if he wanted he could have stuck with his first Taina, why should he be Naman after the Edom were Makrish his first Taina? We see that means you lose your Migu if the Edom are Makrish a possible Taina. Migu is when both Tainas are possible. Here it's not, it isn't, because the Edom were Makrish his Taina, that it's Shalavosai. So he's not making a taina, so he has no more migu. But he should be believed now when he says, shelavosai, that it really belongs to me. Because the shelavosai was contradicted by Edom. So those are the two kashas that the Ktzos asks on the Yam Shel Shlomo. So Reb Chaim explains as follows, that in this din, enoch toin v'chozer v'toin, we can say that there are really two dinim. Number one, since he was mischayiv in his first taina, kam dina, the din is now established, and he becomes mechuyiv. U'mikoch zeh, he can't pater himself with a different taina. That's number one. Number one, he's mischayiv with his first taina. Eino chozer v'toin, kam dina, and he's already mechuyev, and therefore he can't pater himself with another taina. So he's already mischayev with his first taina. Ve'od yesh b'zeh din nosaf, there's an additional din. Mishim hodas baal din. When he makes a taina, included as hodas baal din against all the other tainas that he didn't taina, all the other claims that he didn't make. So according to this, if a person's chozer v'toin miptur l'ptur, if we discuss it mitzad the first din of kam dina, it's not shaykh at all this din, because he wasn't mischayev b'tanas arishana. When do we say kam dina? When he was mischayev with his first taina. But here he wasn't mischayev with his first taina. So you don't need to come on to any migu. And that the pose, right? If he's believed with his first taina, if he's chozer v'toin miptur l'ptur, he was never mischayev in the first place, you don't have to come on to any migu. When do you have to come on to migu? You have to come on to a migu mitzad the second din of hodas baal din. Because when he made taina number one, he's excluding taina number two. So now that he makes taina number two, you need a new ne'amanus shel migu. When he makes his second taina, now you need a new ne'amanus, a new believability of migu. Why are we going to believe this guy? He had hodas baal din that taina number two wasn't true. So we say, he is a migu. We could have stuck with taina number one. Now that he moved to taina number two, it must be that he's telling the truth. Why would he do something so silly and change his taina? So therefore, he has this new nemanus of migu. So now it would appear that we could be mechadish as follows. That in the din of the Marashal, that the lover was towing, I don't know if I paid you. And then afterwards he goes back and he says, yeah, I did pay. Here there's no hodas baal din, even though he was modeh lahedya, that he doesn't know, as hopefully we are going to discuss at a different juncture. Why there's no hodas baal din. So hold on to find out why. And the whole tzad that he can't be chozer v'toein is only because kamdina. The whole tzad that he can't come and make a new taina is because the first taina was already accepted. He was already mischayev to pay. And on that the Maharshal, so there's no hodas baal din excluding the new taina. What there is here is kamdina. He was already mischayev to pay. And on this the Maharshal writes that since the toveya has to take a shavua, it's not considered that the nitba, the one who he is suing, has been mischayev with his first taina. So you can't say kamdina. And therefore he could be chozer v'toein as karati sheparati. So there's no problem of hodas baal din, as we're going to explain, hopefully. And what about kamdina? There is no kamdina because the toveya still has to take a shua. He said he's going to take a shua. So according to this, we can answer the kasha of the ketzos and the Maharshal, that since the reason of chozer v'toein v'ptur l'ptur is because of migu, as the ketzos, the reason of chozer v'toein, that he's believed when he goes from ptur to ptur, is alts migu. Why did he change his story? He should have stayed with his first story, so because of that migu, we believe him. Migu that he could have stayed with his first story, we believe him with the second story. And as the ktsos, in the case of the Maharshal, he has no migu. Why does he have no migu? Because if he stays with his first taina of Eni Odeim Paraticha, the Toveya can just swear and take the money. So that's not a good migu. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because when we need the din of migu is only when there's ne'emanus of Hodas Baal Din. That if he admits and excludes taina number two, he needs a new ne'emanus of migu. There, the only way he could be chozer v'toein is al yidei migu. But in the case of the Maharshal, there is no ne'emanus of hodas baal din at all. As again, hopefully we're going to explain. And the whole tzad that he can't be chozer v'toein is only because kamdina. The whole tzad of Eino Chozer V'Toein is because he was already mischayev. And about that, the Maharshal says very good, that the Toveya still chayev a shavua. In the case of Eino Odeim Paraticha, the Toveya still has to take a shavua. So the Nitba wasn't yet mischayev. So it's not shayech to say kamdina, that he was already mischayev, the din was established. It's not true. So what then is going to stop him from being Chozer V'Toein? The reason he can't be Chozer V'Toein is because kamdina. But here there's no kamdina because the toveya still has to be nishba. So memela the nitba, the toveya still has to be nishba. So there's no kamdina. So therefore the nitba has the option of changing his story and saying, yeah, I did pay, now I remember I paid. And we don't need to come on to a migu. You're right, the ketzos is correct. There is no migu, but here he doesn't need a migu. Here he doesn't need a migu because he only need a migu when there's no nomanus of hodas baal din. And here there's no hodas baal din to exclude taina number two. So he doesn't need the migu. The only reason he couldn't make a new taina is because of kamdina. But here there is no kamdina because the toveya still has to swear. So therefore he has the option of changing his story. So according to this, we can also answer the first kasha of the ktsos and the Maharshal. How come when he says shel avosai v'lo shel avosecha, Einar chozer v'toa ein frektik tzos. The tovea still chayv v'shavua, like the Torah says, b'chazak asheni matayna. So since the tovea, the ma'arer, still has to take a shavua, that it's shalavosai, that it belonged to his avos, so if the Maharshal is correct, then why can he not be chozer v'toin? Even when he says shalavosai v'lo shalavosecha, he should be able to be chozer v'toin, because he was never because the Maharshal still has to take a shavua, and according to the Maharshal, when the Maharshal still has to take a shavua, so what's the din? The din is that that's not considered a michi of liptur. It's considered miptur liptur. So that should enable him to change his story. So based on what we said, it's gevaldik that when he says shalavosai v'lo shalavosecha, here there's definitely hodas bal din. There he's definitely admitting that other tainas are not correct tainas. He's clearly saying it belonged to my avos, and not to your avos, and that's excluding any other story that he's going to tell, that it was really his all along. He meant shalavosai, that it's really, really mine. So this is already hodas bal din. And memela, the only way he could be chozer v'toin is ayidei migo. And therefore, the din of the Maharshal isn't shaykh here. Because even though the tovea needs a shavua, and it's not shaykh to say kamdina, you're right here, there's no kamdina, because the tovea still has to take a shavua. But he still can't be chozer v'toin mitzad hodas baldin. Here there's hodas baldin, that's stopping him from being chozer v'toin. There you need a nun emanus of migo. And you can't say there's an emanus of migu here. Why is there no migu? What's the migu? Migu that he could have stuck with his first story. No, there is no migu could have stuck with his first story, because why would he stick with his first story? If the tovea swears, he gets the land. If the tovea swears that it belonged to Avosav, then he gets the land. So the nitba has a very good impetus. He has a very good motivation not to stick with his first story. So therefore, there's no migu that we should believe him with his new story, because he could have stuck with his first story. No. If he sticks with his first story, he loses the land, because the guy takes a shvua that it belonged to Avosav, and he loses the land. So maybe he had to go to the new story and say, no, it's really mine. Maybe it once belonged to your Avos, but now it's mine. V'zei yishuv nifla. So now, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we were zocha to answer two kashas of the k'tzos. On the Maharshal, the Ketzos asks, how come when he says shalavosai v'lo shalavosecha eino chozer v'toin, I the tovea still chay v'shvua, since he's still chay v'shvua, so then it's a taina of miptur l'ptur? And the answer is, like we said, that when he says shalavosai v'lo shalavosecha, there's hodas baldin. So if there's hodas baldin, then because he's admitting that other tainas are not correct, the only way he's going to be believed with his new taina is if he has a new namanas. And the only way to get a new namanas is with a migu. And he doesn't have a migu, because if he sticks with his first taina, then the tovea is going to swear and he's going to get the land. Doesn't have the migu. And also the other kasha that the Ketzos asked in the Maharshal, that in the case of any Odeim Praticha, there's no migu. Since the reason of Chozer V'toin Mipturah L'Torah is Altz Migu, in the case of the Maharshal, there's no migu. Why is there no migu? Because he wasn't Mischayev yet when he says any Odeim Praticha. So the Tovea still has to swear. Again, since the reason of Chozer V'toin Miptur L'Ptur is because of Migu, in the case of the Maharshal, there is no Migu. Why is there no Migu? Because what's going to happen if he sticks with his first taina? If he stays with his first taina, aveni odam praticha, then the tovea can just swear and take the money. So if the reason you go from ptur to ptur is because you have a migu, he doesn't, the nitba, the lova doesn't have a migu. Because if he stays with his first taina, he loses his money. So he has to change his taina and say, niskarati shaparati. So if you only believe because of migu, ask the Ktzos on the Marshal. In the case that you brought, there is no migu. So what's the answer according to what we're saying? The answer is that there's really no Ne'amanus of Adaz Baldin. He's not admitting, when he says Eni Odam Praticha, he's not excluding other claims, as we're going to explain. So therefore there's no Hodaz Baldin. He doesn't need the Migu. So the only issue with his Hodaz is Kamdina. He was Mechayiv himself. And here he wasn't yet Mechayiv himself, because the Toveh still has to take a Shavua. So therefore he's believed to make this new taina of Niskarati Shaparati. So again, we paskin that Ein Odam Praticha is Gova Belo Shavua. So therefore it's Ein Ochoze V'Toin, because it's already Kamdina. That's the Marshal's question. Zach and the Ramah write that he's Pater. But according to the Rif, that the only way that the when it says Ein Odam Praticha, the Malvik can collect with the Shavua, so that's not Kamdina. That's Takami Ptur L'Ptur. There it could be Chozer V'Toin. So he asked, how could it be Chozer V'Toin? He doesn't have a Migu. Because the other guy can swear. The Malva can swear and get his money, so you don't have a Migu. The answer is he doesn't need a Migu. Because there's no Hodaz Baldin here. You only need the Migu for Hodaz Baldin. The only problem is Kamdina. There's no Kamdina, because the Shavua is still necessary according to the Rif. So we have to explain is how come there is no Hodaz Baldin when he says that Ein Odam Praticha? How come that isn't excluding other tainas? So that's our job in the next shiur, and we still have the third kasha of the Ktzos that we haven't answered. My taima hachozer v'toin miptur l'ptur. Why is he neman with his second taina, even when edim come and they're machish his first taina? Since his whole nemanus is al tzmigu, so the klal is that if the edim knock off one of the possible tainas, you have no more migu. So how can we say that chozer v'toin miptur l'ptur is neman b'tainas b'tainaso because of migu? He loses migu when the edim come. If Adam come. So that we did not resolve. And that's Yitz Hashem for a later shir. And the next shir, hopefully, we will explain why there is no din of Adaz Baal Din, Bome and Adam Praticha, and we will see continued in the flows. Taras Hashem, Shalom, Shalom.